bad guy dressed in black. You know, the Snidely Whiplash, for some of you who remember who that character was. A couple of laughs over here. They're showing their age. The other kids are looking like, what? Hallelujah. Google Snidely Whiplash. Perils of Pauline. The Rent. How many of you remember that? They do. Okay, hallelujah. They're showing their age. So in my spirit, in my confronting fear, it was that picture. And there was this bad guy coming into my life. And something rose up and said to him, to this fear, my life is not big enough for the both of us. And I'm not leaving. Because those demons, and there is a real devil, and there are real demons. They want to invade your life and control it. And something inside of you must rise up and say, there's not room in my life for the both of us, and I'm not leaving. Get out. Amen. Get out. And that was what was driving me at that moment on the third day. I love it, Pastor, that it was the third day. That confrontation broke. And that spirit of fear had to leave. Because I did what he forbade me from doing. I did what he terrorized me, convinced me in the lie. And it was such a lie that I believed it. That I was going to die or something horrific was going to happen if I went and did that. But because I confronted it and said to him, this life isn't big enough for the both of us, I'm not leaving, that he left. Because the devil will always leave if you confront him. If you submit to God and resist the devil, he will flee. And it took me 6 months of intense prayer, agonizing, groaning to submit to God and say to him, yes. And then I began to resist the devil. I'm going to do it. God has even given me the box to do it. I'm going to do it. And finally that day came where I was eyeball to eyeball with that evil entity who was nose to nose with me, seeking to prevent me because he knew in the spirit realm what would happen to me if I overcame that moment. Yes. The boldness that could be imparted to me. The deliverance from fear. Because I couldn't go to the nations, travel and minister the way I did. If there was fear haunting me. Well, what if you go there and they don't like you? What if you do this and what if you do that? Ooh. I'm glad you're laughing. It wasn't funny to me. It was horrifically terrifying. I couldn't steward the Panim gatherings that we've been doing now for the last 10 years. And going to places and ministering and preaching and teaching. If there was any fear, but there's no fear anymore. Because I came to that moment in June of 1980 when I said to that evil entity, you will not determine my destiny. My life is not big enough for the both of us and I'm not leaving. And when it was broken and he fled, submit to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee. That third morning when I woke up, he had fled. He was gone. I cannot tell you what that felt like for me. That it was gone. I'm telling you, I would peek around doorways. I was literally doing that because it would like jump out at me. Ha ha ha, you have to do this. My 30 is coming. It was gone. I mean, I literally would walk around and turn around because it would jump out at me. And it was gone. It was gone. It was gone. Yeah. Driving that afternoon, not only wasn't there a parking spot, there wasn't a place, there was a free one. So I had to find the spot and pay for it. But it didn't matter because I was free. Yeah. I cannot tell you how liberating that was for me. I mean, I was literally terrorized paralyzed on the floor with fear, and it was gone. And I can tell you and stand before you, like I shared with you, that has been the case in my life, and I am nobody special. But what I did was obey the purposes and plan of God. I stood my ground just like you have to. Yeah. Just like you have. Nobody. There's no other way to get free from any demonic resistance. Yeah. Is it fear? Is it unbelief? Is it anxiety? Is it need for approval? Is it whatever the issue is that the devil grabs a hold of in your life to stop you? The only way you're going to get overcome it is to confront it. Amen. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
And he will flee. He may not flee immediately, but he eventually will, because you confront him and you say to him, you are not going to determine my destiny.
Amen.
And then I was at that crossroads and I went on the path that God had designed for me. But even had he designed it as he did, I didn't have to walk in it unless I chose to. Do you understand this? There was a plan, but I had to say yes to the plan. There's a plan for you, but you have to say yes to the plan. If not, you go on your own merry way, or not so merry. Because you walk away from the Lord, there are demons waiting. Ah, come to my body. I'm going to eat you for lunch. But slowly, because I want pieces left over for tomorrow. How many of you know what I'm talking about? How many know the devil is not your friend? The demons are not your friend. They want to destroy you. Manipulate you. Destroy you. Destroy your mind. Destroy your heart. Destroy your soul. Destroy your body. Destroy your eternal destiny. The devil is a liar and a murderer. And he doesn't change because it's you. He would convince you. Don't listen to those preachers. They don't have any fun. Let me tell you something. You cannot have any more fun than being a disciple of Jesus. Because he will put you on a roller coaster that will wreck your life. He will challenge you day and night. And put you in places and situations, you'll be amazed at the things that God will have you to do. You will be amazed at the people, places, situations, and things that God will have you do if you say yes to the Lord and get on his roller coaster. And I'm telling you, he doesn't ask you if you like it or not. He didn't say to me, is this good for you, overcoming this fear? No, it's not. Hey, oh, I'm so sorry how I didn't realize it would be such a problem for you. You don't have to do it. We'll go have, you know, pizza somewhere. No, that was not God speaking to me. Lord, I'm hurting. Okay, you going to overcome or not? Lord, I don't like this. All right, I know you don't, but this is what I'm not changing. I'm going to take you through and we're going to overcome because I have a plan in my heart for you. And this is what I want you to do. You're going to do it, Howie, or not? Choose! Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose. Okay, Lord, I'm choosing you, but you better help me choose you. Because right now I don't like you. How many of you had to pray to God? How many honest souls are here? Lord, I don't like you right now. And in fact, I think you're out of your mind. These are my prayers. I'm being honest with you. I must have an insane God and I'm deceived. But he wouldn't let me go. It's like I couldn't convince him, like, you know, through that crazy theology. He's looking, listen to me, Belize. He is searching the earth for anybody. I love this about the Lord. He is no respecter of persons. He doesn't care where you come from. He doesn't care your age or your gender or your education or lack thereof. None of those things are an issue for God. He calls you and says, you come. Then if you know, I tell people this, if you're breathing, you're qualified. Come on, I'll take you. I'll do it in you. Oh, Lord, you don't understand. Please, we're talking to God. I hate, you know, I've been in those prayer meetings. God, you don't understand. Of course he does. It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard human beings say to God. How many of you have been in prayer meetings where it starts like that? Oh, great God who created and knows everything, you don't understand. Because this is not me. I can't do this and I can't do that. And God says, shut up. Do you ever have God tell you, shut up?